Park Talk on Radio Access, 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org, Bismarck Mandan's community radio station. My name is Josh Haugen. Park Talk is an interview program where we like to talk about some of the great things and highlight the great people of the Bismarck and Mandan Park Districts. And this is a Mandan edition of Park District. So joining me for the second time, about the same time last year he was here, it's Brad Olson, the golf manager for Mandan Parks. Thanks for coming, Brad.
Hey, thanks for having me. Even though we're not next to each other, but this is a new way of doing things, but nice to be on.
Right. That kind of leads into my first question. The golf courses are opening up, obviously, but is anything being handled differently? What should people expect when they hit Mandan golf courses?
Well, it has changed quite a bit. You know, we're one of the few states that were able to open because of spacing. Golf naturally is spacing, you know, but the I guess when you check in, you know, we've had the building closed and we've done business outside a window that we've opened up. So people, when you come out here, you check in through a window and you know, we're trying to keep everything spacing. The carts are all sprayed down after every use. And I mean, there's just so much more things that it's totally different, but yet it's one little escape that you can get away from all the rest of that stuff and come out and enjoy the outdoors. And
yeah, it's kind of the nature of golf that you're socially distanced while you're doing that. So I think that certainly works to people's advantage when they want to go golfing. But so can people get a season pass or I guess what are the green fees for if you're just going there once without a pass, and then what does a season pass entail?
Yeah, you can do we call it season ticket. Yeah, that you can go online and get those at mandanparks.com or golfmandan.com, and that'll allow you to play pretty much when you have an open tee time out here, and pretty much unlimited. If you're coming out here for just a single play, which we always welcome, that you know, you come to the window and so forth, and we are going to open up the clubhouse, but with just few people that they can come in, and we'll have the social spacing and so forth like that. But you just come in and pay your green fees, cart fees if you're going to ride a cart and so forth, and that is pretty much business as usual.
So tee times, you mentioned that. How do people go about making an online tee time, and how far in advance can they do it?
Yeah, you can make tee times at least 3 days in advance, and I would highly suggest that, because there's a lot of golfers in this town and they look at the weather. And if you see a nice, nice day 3 days in advance, I would get online and make it ASAP. It's a funny story that, you know, right when we opened up this season, we had guys that would stay up. I mean, old guys, you know, like me, that can't stay up very late at night anymore. They'd stay up till past midnight just so they could make a tee time for 3 days in advance, because they knew it was going to be nice out that day. I had a guy that he set his alarm for 2 a.m. so he could get up and make a tee time online. So that's what all these people are up against. So, like, you call the day of a beautiful day and stuff, and you wonder why you can't get a tee time. You're going up against all those other people. So I would highly suggest that. And then always, you know, if you're not able to get online and do it, you can always call the golf courses and make tee times and stuff too. But I would highly suggest that, you know, okay, maybe like this Saturday when it's supposed to rain and be 50 degrees, that it probably won't be very busy. We might have tee times available, but boy, if it was 70, 80 degrees out, we'd be packed, and you call the day of, you're not going to get a tee time.
So one of my favorite things about golf is that just by moving a hole location, you kind of change the whole makeup of that entire hole. And you can make it more difficult or easier based on placement. Is there anything new on the courses from last year to this one that the golfers should be looking at, any new features or anything?
Well, we have and this has been in the progress, you know, a few years of, and we're just starting to do this. We want a golf course that's going to be available for all types of players. You know, I'm going to talk about some of the golfers that have higher handicappers, which means, yeah, they're probably, their abilities probably aren't as good as somebody that plays every single day. But it's not their fault, because we're making them play or start the hole from where all the other people are playing from. So now we're putting in extra tee boxes, so to make it not easier for them, because golf is still pretty hard and you still have to hit golf shots, but it's going to be more fair for them. Plus, it's always this speed of play. You know, the really good golfers always want to have everybody get out of their way and all this. Well, and again, it's not the other player's fault, because we make them play from way back. You move them up a little bit, and it takes less strokes to get up and on the green. And that's what we're doing with a lot of the holes. We started this year with the par threes, and we have so many variances. Just for example, one of the holes, you could have a 100-yard shot, or it could be a 200-yard shot, you know, depending on the wind and all, and maybe the attitude of our superintendent and stuff that day. But I think that's one of the things that we want, a golf course that's going to be for everybody. And, you know, not just a championship golf course for just the really good players, but no, just the people that you might play once or twice a year.
Yeah, sometimes golf can feel like an intimidating sport to get into if you've never done it before, just because of what you just said, where the whole tee boxes are set up for people who golf often. And so someone who's new and they see that, like, well, I can't hit the ball that far. Well, now,
well, exactly.
It sounds like you guys are making it more accessible for people who either just don't golf quite as often or are new to the game. And I think that's great.
Yeah, and it's been in the working. It's just one of the things that I want to do before I, you know, retire and stuff. And I think the whole Mandan Park District, I think it's all of our view. And my superintendent, we've just had this to where you want to have a facility that everybody can use, not just the elite groups, you know, or no, everybody.
And so for people like me who don't golf, but, you know, two times a year sometimes, and need some warm up before I actually start teeing off. Do you have a practice facility that someone like me can use?
Yeah, and that we've had that for a few years now, and we're always expanding that. And you know, just like in the springtime, we have where we've put a little area down in front that you can hit off of grass. We don't use mats, but you can hit off of grass right away. And now we're up on the top where we can have all of the, all your shots and so forth. But to warm up, to practice, and I would suggest a lot of these that you practice before you go out on the golf course. You know, get some of the rust off and so forth. We have one of the nicest practice facilities in the state. There, we have targets out there that give you the illusion of hitting up and on a green. We also have target stakes in the increments to where you want to hit your short game. You want to hit a 50-yard shot, a 60-yard shot, a 70-yard shot, and so forth. And then our pitching and chipping area, we have a greenside bunker, and you can use with all different levels, all different thickness of grass that you can use your chipping around the green. And then also our practice putting green is a very large size. So you can practice every aspect of the golf game over there.
So one thing that you have coming up pretty soon are golf game days, and I don't really want to go into it. I want you to explain what they are. So what are golf game days?
Yeah, it used to be where we had kind of some leagues set up, and every Wednesday was pretty much taken up. And then over the years, I think things have changed as far as the game of golf and the time of it and people putting in the time and so forth, that it's changed to where we're going to have every Wednesday that if you want to get you and your buddies and come on out and play and have like once a week that, hey, every Wednesday we're going to play golf. Come on out, because we're not going to have any events on Wednesday, and we'll have games closest to the pin, longest drive. We might have a deuce pot. We might have a skins game. We might have some things just let golf just golf games going on to where all abilities, of course, will have that opportunity to win. You know, I think a long time ago we used to have, you know, beat the pro type games out there where you'd play against me on a certain hole. Well, you beat me and then you win a prize, you know, and things like that. And sometimes, yeah, it doesn't take much to beat me anymore. I don't play very much, but no, it's just going to be a lot of fun. We'll have some food specials going on. We'll probably have some extra things from some of the beverage companies going on out there. We just want to make it a fun day. I guess it's the one day that we can have everybody come out and, you know, maybe bring your family. You don't have to join in on all of the games. It's not for that, but it's just a day where that one day, you know, you're going to be able to play golf on that.
So on golf game day, should people still make a tee time, or is it something they can just show up to?
Yeah, I would always make a tee time. And with that, if you call in, well, instead of the 3 days, if you know, like, hey, I got some buddies coming in from out of town and it's a week away, no, you call us and say, hey, we'd like to set up a tee time for game day on this certain Wednesday, and we'll book your tee time for you. But, yeah, I'd always can, you know, because, again, you know, maybe it's going to be 50 degrees that day. Well, okay, we might not be too busy, but all of a sudden, you know, shoot, it's 80 degrees, no wind, and just beautiful out. You better have a tee time.
So I know we talked about it last time, but it's a unique thing in the area and in the state, I think, and that's foot golf. So what is foot golf? How do people play it? Where do people play it? How does that work for you?
Yeah, it's over at the Mandan Municipal Golf Course, and we're the only accredited foot golf course in the state. There has been some other courses that came down and have looked at our program here, and they're thinking of doing it too because it is spreading. One of the things I always thought was, well, yeah, it's for soccer players. Well, the difference in that and soccer players and just being regular people out there that just like kicking a ball around, that it's like the golfers. You have some that are really good and then some that probably need to practice a little bit. Because you can really tell it. You played soccer before, so you know how to kick that ball and you know where to kick it to and so forth. But over on the golf course, you have a regular tee box that you kick a soccer ball, regular soccer ball. The only thing is you can't wear your soccer cleats, you know, for that. But you kick a soccer ball out to a hole and with a flag, and it's almost like golf, but you're kicking a soccer ball. And one of the things that and I'll just say that it changed my whole view of it because I'm a golfer, and we had pretty much the golfers that we don't want this foot golf over here and it's a golf course. And but then when I saw a family, they came out and they had two kids and mom and dad were out there, and yeah, the kids were in soccer, but mom and dad thought, you know what, we'll just now we can do this all along with them. And so then it was, I only did that, there we go, that they went out there and they did something together, a family thing together. And it's very inexpensive. And everybody had such a great time. And I just thought, you know what, now we're opening up our facility, not to just golfers, but to foot golfers. And the park district, everybody gets to use our facilities again. So this is, the more people we can get to use our facilities, the better, and showcase them. And you know, I don't know if I'm going to do it because I'm an old guy, but it actually looked pretty fun out there.
Well, Brad, that's all the questions that I have today. Is there anything else that you want to get out about the Mandan Park District? Actually, one more time, where can people go to make a tee time?
Well, you can go to the mandanparks.com or golfmandan.com, and I'll take you right to the website. And again, if you're having a little trouble, some guys, you know, maybe aren't computer, you know, gurus, that you can always call the golf courses and make your tee times and stuff. That we'd love to have you out here. We're doing everything we can to make it still a safe place, a safe environment. But I would always make sure that you bring your own wipes. You know, if you want to wear your mask, you can wear a mask and so forth like that. It's a different time, so always be safe. But again, we're trying to do everything, and I know the Mandan Park District would love having you out here to play golf and you know, let's get back to some type of normal. And, you know, I think, you know, even with our flags, we're going back to flags now instead of just these little cups that were raised up. So we're doing everything we can, and love to have you out here.
Great. Well, Brad Olson, golf manager from the Mandan Park District, appreciate you coming on Park Talk today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
This has been Park Talk on Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org. Park Talk airs every Monday at noon, but we also have podcasts on our website, radioaccess.org. Click on the podcast button and you can listen to this and all past episodes of Park Talk there. If you'd like more information on what we talked about today, you can go to mandanparks.com or call them at 751-6161. Thank you for listening to this episode of Park Talk.